Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no.
Well, my.
Somebody said skedaddle. You know the word skedaddle? It means skedaddle. Let's get the hell out of here.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
If they get a bad back, they die.
If you don't have good grass, you're not in business.
I know a lot about grass.
Okay, we apologize.
The windmills are driving the
it's
whales crazy.
It's time for the club, drip, baby, drip, on 105.1 and 1080.
I love
the
Tesla.
Fan.
Who
millions and millions of people.
I'm really rich.
Very successful. Very rich.
So I've been in a little show rut.
Mm-hmm.
I have somehow. Does this ever happen to you where one of your streaming services you can't log in and you don't know why?
Yeah.
Has ever happened to you?
Yeah, and then you have to try to reset the password.
Well, no, not that. It's like, I know the password. I'm pretty good about keeping all my passwords.
Are you logged in too many places or something like that?
So for HBO Max, or Max, whatever it is, I don't know how we got it, and now we can't log into it.
You don't know how you got it?
Well, it's like, you know how sometimes it comes with, like, I didn't pay for it.
It was part of a bonus package at some point or something?
I didn't pay for it directly.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we got it, and now I can't log in. I don't know. So I'm out on Max. I'll figure it out eventually. Maybe tonight.
It's like, I don't know. I'm out.
I'm too dumb. I don't even think about things like that. Yeah. So Apple TV is a big one. And I've been kind of in a show rut, but I love Seth Rogen, so I fired up Platonic Season 2. It's a good show. It's a funny show.
Okay.
But it's kind of... It's
just okay.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, it's not as good as the studio or anything.
No, it's not, but it's fine. And last night, I got onto Netflix and I fired up Black Rabbit. Have you guys started this yet?
No. I think I've heard of it, but I've not seen any of it.
I tell you what,
miniseries.
It's with Jason Bateman and Jude Law.
Okay,
and how new is it?
They very new.
Okay,
they are brothers who open a bar in New York City, and it becomes like the hot spot of the city.
Okay.
But Bateman's kind of he's a mess, and it's a whole thing. Now, you know how I take my recommendation seriously.
Yes.
I cannot fully recommend it yet because I'm not...
It doesn't have great reviews. Only 74% Rotten Tomatoes, 6.9 on IMDb.
I'm not far enough into it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only on the second episode or the third episode, maybe. Very promising. Very promising so far.
Interesting.
Because I love me some Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he's good. I got no issue with the...
And it's a long-haired, bearded Jason Bateman.
I am not even...
Whoa, I don't know. I can't even imagine what that looks like. He always looks exactly the same.
Well, it looks like him in disguise. Because he kind of still looks the same.
Yeah.
Even though he has long hair.
I haven't even heard of this.
Give it a whirl. Give it a sniff.
It's Bateman and who else? Who's the other brother?
Jude Law. They're brothers. They play brothers.
Interesting.
Yeah. And there's some hots in there, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking here through the the Rotten Tomato meter, and I will tell you that as far as new episodes or new series, they're going back 2 months. There is not a lot that is getting highly rated. Black Rabbit is the third highest rated, and it's sitting in the 60s.
Black Rabbit, the show? What do you mean?
As far as the actual episode? The series so far has a 64% total Rotten Tomatoes grade. Yeah. There's just not a lot that are like...
There's not a lot of shows
right now that are like buzzing.
Early on, promising.
Interesting. I'm in the middle of watching the Charlie Sheen
thing. My wife's watching that.
Boy.
Is that good? Would you recommend that? Because I've been avoiding that because I kind of don't care about him.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I just don't know that I find that interesting anymore.
And I would say that for a large part, it's hard to feel any sympathy for him.
Is it a sympathetic piece about him? Like his life and stuff?
Yeah, it's just... It's,
Tiger blood?
I heard he smoked so much crack he had sex with men.
So this is
Hey, don't judge.
Didn't judge. I that's what I heard. The fact of the documentary was, or one of them.
So there was a
that can be easy to do.
Some of the stuff. It's I don't know whether or not it's so. He's so far gone. You don't want to believe it, but then you're like, I think it's true because it's Charlie Sheen. Like there was one. So his family does an intervention for him, and
is he sober?
No. They claim. But again, I never know what to believe. But they do an intervention for him, and he goes there. But he's got a bikini contest that he is set to judge down in like Cabo with another famous person. I'm trying to remember who it was. You know, it was one of those that I was watching during dinner, so I was kind of half paying attention to it. But he's got a bikini contest that he has to be at to judge down in Cabo. So he tells the intervention lady, I'm going to leave to go down to Cabo and do all the drugs and I will come back and then I will go to rehab. And he tells her that if I don't come back, I will within like 24 hours, I will give you $1 million. And so the lady's like, okay. And so he comes back with like 10 minutes to spare after going down and having this insane. Oh, it was with I think it was with Rob Lowe. And so he goes down and like they do all this, they do all these like, you know, hookers and drugs and all this stuff, and then he like comes back and
boring.
And I want to be like, really, like the I don't think that's the way interventions work. Like it's so over the top and so crazy that I can't tell. But certainly if even half of the stuff is true, that is the most bat-ass crazy human being to ever walk on the earth. And how he's still alive, I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
So I don't get a sense that you're recommending this documentary.
Wouldn't. No.
Okay.
Like
Sheen claims that he knew Matthew Perry wasn't sober.
Yes.
Before he died.
Yeah.
Which, wow, what a claim, Charlie. We all saw him.
Yeah.
He was a mess.
So... Yeah, it's just I find him unlikable. And I don't
like him and I don't care for I don't care about him.
Yes.
I don't think he's never moved me in any way whatsoever, other than the Tiger Blood stuff, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, despite the entire train wreck that he's had, he's remained like really arrogant about himself and who he is and what he's done, and you're like, okay, that I guess that's all fine for you, but he just kind of seems like a jerk.
I found his dad way more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe even his brother.
And there was some stuff in there, like, and again, maybe I should have been paying more attention, but it never really wrote me in. But, like, you know, the dad was Estevez, and he changed it to Sheen. And he wanted, when Emilio got into it, he goes, no, I need you to be Estevez because I need that name to live on. And Sheen, Charlie Sheen, kept Sheen because he goes, well, Dad, I don't want the Sheen name to die when you're gone, too. So that's why he chose to stay Sheen. And Emilio went Estevez. So there's little stuff like that that's kind of interesting. But I found like some of the salacious details. I didn't find him that juicy. I just found him kind of sad. And I don't find him very likable. So I wouldn't recommend it. It was just kind of one of those that was on in the background and it never did. I thought the Cowboys one, honestly, was more interesting. I was more interested in that. Because sometimes at dinner, I'll just turn something on in the background. And the Cowboy thing wrote me in more than the Charlie Sheen thing did.
All right, well, I'm a big Jason Bateman guy. Black Rabbit, so far, promising. It's on Netflix.
It is. I have been looking. I was thinking about the that Noah Whitty, or is it Noah Wiley, The Pit? I was thinking about maybe giving that a whirl.
Yeah. I've thought about giving that a whirl, too. It sounds like, if you ever watched the show 24 back in the day, where everything happens in real time, it sounds like this is like that, where the entire season is one day in the ER.
And he won an Emmy, was it the Emmys?
I think so.
Yeah, he won the Emmy for Best Actor, and it's been getting a lot of love, and that's kind of the, that might be the next one that I try to fire up.
All right.
But maybe I'll give Black Rabbit a whirl.
You know what I think it is about Black Rabbit?
You love Jason
Bateman.
Besides Jason Bateman, it's the same reason I loved The Bear.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the bar industry.
Yeah.
And I just love that because I worked in the bar industry.
Sure.
And I just I don't know.
I'm officially out on The Bear, by the way.
Me too. That show. Yeah. There's a new season. I've refused to fire it up.
I'm halfway through the new season. I do think it's better than the previous season, but it's not as good as the first season.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm through the, is it the third season now?
How many seasons of The Bear?
I think three. This is four.
Is this four? Whatever.
I don't know.
So the new season came out a while ago, because I finished it a while ago.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it was a mother bear. That was a bear's ass to get through the whole thing. And I'm done. When it comes back, and I'm
four seasons.
Yeah.
So then, four is out now?
Yeah. Yes.
Fifth expected next year.
I will not be watching season five. I found season four to be...
Oh, so you've watched all four.
I've watched all four.
I haven't watched four.
I'm halfway through four. I thought they steadily declined. I thought two wasn't as good as one, and three wasn't as good as two. But I think that four is back to being a little bit better.
I'm convinced that the hardest thing, it doesn't get better. It gets worse, in my opinion, as the season goes on. I think the hardest thing in Hollywood is to write good second seasons. I don't know, it's kind of cheesy, but my daughter was watching it, and then my gal was. And so I watched the first season of Wednesday, the Addams Family one, and it was really good. Jenna Ortega did a really nice job of playing Wednesday, and it was kind of a fun, campy throwback, and I really enjoyed it. And so second season came out like a month or two ago, tried watching that, got through about three episodes, and was like, this is absolute horse crap. Turned it off, and I'm done. It just... When you have success trying to follow it up, it's just, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but that is the hardest thing in Hollywood, is to write a good second or third season of a series. It's just, there's something about it. They don't know where to go. And I'm guessing that when something becomes a big hit like Wednesday or some show like that, you're probably in a giant rush. You probably took 4 years to write one season, and then they're like, dude, this is a massive hit. You have 6 months. Get season two done now.
Oh, and the bag is sitting there waiting for you. They're like, we don't care if it's crap. The people love this. We're putting it out. You need to give us something. And you're like, well, for that money, I will.
All right. We must go. Scuba diving talk next on The Fan. We sure do. So there was a scuba diver, a man in scuba gear that police are looking for. He's a suspect in a robbery. This is at Disney in Orlando.
I think I did see something about this.
Yeah, this is great. Well, it's not great.
Yeah.
But no one was hurt. Probably an inside job. So authorities in Orlando are looking for a man who appeared decked out in scuba gear in connection with a robbery at a popular restaurant. Deputies were called to the Paddlefish restaurant just after midnight on Monday for a report of a robbery. Victims told the deputies that a man entered the restaurant, took cash, and left. No one was injured. He got away with quite a bit of cash. A photo release showed a figure wearing goggles, a wetsuit, gloves, and what appeared to be a scuba diving hood. They added that the investigation is ongoing. Now, the reason I bring this up is I believe this to be the perfect crime.
Now, he swam away, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the best part. Is there a better way to escape than deep water?
Well, but
as long as you have as long as it's not like a pond, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the situation would have to be right, but think about it. Depending on your gear.
Yeah.
So, first of all, they have there's no skin showing at all. He's you can't tell who that is.
Yeah.
You can't even tell if it's a male or female.
No.
You're completely hidden. There's no trail. Like, when you go back into the water with your stolen accoutrement, there's no trail, like in the woods. There's no footprints.
Yeah.
You just go underwater. You can go any direction without a trace.
But you are...
It's great.
You are in scuba gear. How far can you swim? Couldn't the police just get a boat? I mean, I'm assuming a boat had to pick him up? Because what I thought about is there's an island cafe that's open during the summer, and then it you know, it's probably still open, then they close it down pretty quick here. You ever been to that one at Jansen Beach?
Jansen Beach? No.
Yeah, so right over by kind of Jansen Beach, there's this little place, it's called Island Cafe. And if you have a boat or whatever, you can boat up to it, and it's a popular little summertime restaurant, right? And it's right there on the water. You can stand up paddleboard to it, you can drive up to it, you can boat up to it, it's a whole thing. And it's a cool little spot. That was what I was thinking, is you could totally scuba in there, pop up on the dock, rob the place, dive back in the water, and then you'd be back in the Columbia. I mean, I don't know where you would go from there. Like, how far can you scuba in the Columbia River? But if you could scuba away for quite some distance, I'm assuming a boat could come pick you up. Or,
well, yeah,
I don't know.
You'd have to plan where your exit point.
Yeah,
but that would be very hard to police.
Or could the boat just kind of circle around until your little scuba head pops up? I don't know.
You mean the police boat?
Yeah, the police boat. Because there is a police boat there, like you see it, like when.
Well, but you're not popping up for a while. Like, how long can you stand? I know nothing of scuba.
I don't think so, that don't long. Know. Hour or two.
Well, that's a long time. Like, if it's an hour or two, you can move for the hour.
I want to say those tanks are like 30 minutes each, so I think you kind of top out at an hour long dive unless you've got some super elite gear.
Okay,
you do like two tanks at
so
once.
So do you then, like, I don't know. It would seem to me that it would take a lot of resources.
Yeah.
To have your eye on every exit point, it depends on the waterway.
Yeah.
Like at Disney, I don't know what this looks like, but I would imagine there are lots of ways he could swim out of there, you know?
Sure.
As opposed to just a small pond where you could just keep an eye on the pond. He's got to come out of the pond.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, Columbia, I mean, what are you monitoring the whole coastline on both sides? Or, I mean, the shoreline?
Yeah, I'm interested. Like, with the current and everything, if you're a scuba dude, could you... Because, Buck's right. So, 45 to 60 minutes on a tank of...
One tank, okay.
On one tank.
Could you have another tank under there?
I suppose you could do the double tanks on your back, right? Like, you see those where you have
okay,
two.
Okay, now we have 2 hours.
how far could you scuba under, like, from the... And like, that Island Cafe, you're walking away with, like, what? Maybe $2,000 worth of...
I think this guy got away with tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands?
I think they said
Disney
that.
Restaurant. I'm trying to, like, that's the only thing I can think of is that's the only restaurant that I really know of that's on the water that you could dive directly in around here is that little Island Cafe. So let's say you walked away with $5,000 and then you just, you know, you put it in a little waterproof bag and scuba away.
Put your little flippies on and head on out for a swim. You know, there used to be that restaurant, I think it was a... Danford's maybe down on the water on the Willamette right there downtown.
I forget. Now it just sits there.
It's
empty,
just empty
forever. But always, there was, I think it was a Chart House or something, but there's some stuff along the waterfront. You know, Vancouver's got a new nice waterfront. You could rob like Dos Olas and then scuba your ass over there, jump in the Columbia. That's a high end place.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. All right.
See what I mean?
Great. We're getting some people, some ideas.
No. Just saying.
You're like, hey, everyone, hold on. I got to put on my little flippy floppies. I got to put on my flippers while I dive in.
It goes drip, drip.
Tell you what.
Drip.
Depending on the setting.
Not a bad idea, right?
It's you got to be careful. Like, you could be subjected to the scuba scoundrel.
And now, dude, this guy's in right here. Stash tanks every 45 minutes away.
Yes.
And now you're just swimming for
you're
hours.
You're stashing tanks.
Put them along the way.
Dude, you're popping up in freaking Victoria, BC.
This guy says, I worked at the Island Cafe for 4 seasons. You could totally have that happen here. See, there's a man from the Island Cafe. So if you're looking to rob a local small business and screw him over, there you go.
Man.
It's already been addressed.
It was only a matter of time. That story is...
The scuba scoundrel.
That story is next. Here's Buck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Nemec coming up next. Stick around for that. He'll be in here at 7.
Someone's saying the Scuba Thief sounds like a bad Nick Cage movie.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
I'd watch that.
I think... Is this bad of me to think that... If you don't care about getting large quantities of money, I think robbing places seems like the easiest thing in the history of mankind.
To get away with? You mean...
Yeah, like...
Do the act, but do you mean get away with it?
Get away with it. So if I wear generic crap, right? Let's say I put on one of those hazmat suits, right? With my little booties on and I got gloves, so I'm not leaving anything behind. Give me any business, any random business, and I just walk in and stick a gun in someone's face and be like, give me the register. In 45 seconds, I'm out the door.
Like, yeah.
As long as you just shut your mouth, like how do you, or the off chance that there is a cop literally like right outside, I feel like that is like the easiest thing to get. Like no one's giving you any pushback. No one at the Island Cafe or the local Skippers or the Petco is going to give you any sort of trouble. You're walking away with anywhere from a couple hundred or a couple $1,000. And so obviously the thing is, it's like, it's not worth it, but I feel like you could get away with that for an extended period of time.
You're saying, oh, but you'll eventually get caught?
Maybe. I guess if you do anything long enough, but I feel like if you were smart, you could literally rob hundreds of places. If you didn't have a pattern and it's like, you didn't rob, there was no pattern to it and it was just random. You're like, hey, I'm picking one place in Hillsboro and tomorrow I'm picking a place out in Happy, and you just did that?
Isn't the problem that people that do that aren't smart?
Exactly.
Smart people aren't going to go that route to get their money.
And they're dum-dums. Like there was one recently, two ladies robbed, I think it was a TJ Maxx. They robbed like $3,000 worth of merchandise from a TJ Maxx. I think this was in Atlanta. And I will say this was like maybe a week or two I saw this. And so they run out of the TJ Maxx, get in their car, and they fire it off with a couple grand worth of stuff. And in the car, by the way, it turns out they had several other thousands of dollars worth of merchandise.
So they just run in there, grab stuff, and run out?
Yeah, I guess they went around in two big shopping carts and loaded up their carts. And then instead of paying, they just ran out the door.
Yeah, that's right? pretty common these days, sounds like.
Yeah, so they loaded up in their car, and again, they had a couple other stores worth of stuff in their car. So TJ Maxx calls the police and gives them a description of the two ladies, gives a description of the car. They were arrested about 12 minutes later. Would you care to guess where they were arrested at?
In the TJ Maxx parking lot?
Across the street from a TJ Maxx parking lot, there was a Wendy's.
They were in Wendy's.
Literally in the drive-thru at Wendy's. They fled TJ Maxx.
Gotta get some food for the long drive.
And across the street, it was a strip mall. I saw the photos. Like, it's across the street. So they left the TJ Maxx parking lot, by the way, peeled out. And then literally across the street, there was a Wendy's. And they stopped off at the drive-thru. So when the cops showed up, they were like, hey, here's the description of the car or whatever. And the cop goes, we took down the report real quick. And one of the cops turned and was like, I think that's the car. I guess it was like an older beat up car. And the cop was like, no. And so they got in the squad car, drove across, and they were arrested while waiting for their spicy nuggets at the Wendy's drive-thru.
How do you know that's what they ordered?
Well, I did. I just was assuming you're at Wendy's.
You don't know that.
But how dumb do you have to be?
Pretty dumb.
Like, you couldn't stop at a Wendy's down the road? Like, how many? Like, you're like, nah, man, I need those nuggets and I need them now. That's how dumb people get caught.
Yeah. That's true. I don't even know what to say to that. That's shockingly dumb.
Yes.
But I think the car is a problem. Like, if you're trying to get away with something.
Yeah, a lot of cameras.
The car's a problem.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? Just
You can't have
a wherever
car
you ditch
every
time. The car. There's your DNA. Like yeah. That's a trail. This yeah. is why the scuba guys got it. That's right. It's really good.
The water. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's like you. There's no. Yeah. Your hands have gloves on. Like, it's perfect.
Well, that's why I said you go with like the hat. You gotta be detailed. You gotta go with the hazmat
suit. So you need a getaway car that's not yours.
Yeah.
But then that you gotta count on that person then being.
Then how hard is it to steal a car? You just steal a new crappy car every time and then ditch your car.
That's another charge.
Yeah, but again, it's not hard to steal a car.
But it doesn't solve a problem.
No.
Might as well just use your own car.
Yeah.
Save you a charge.
Yeah, but with your own car, see, then they can track, like, because now everyone does have, like, everyone has Ring cameras or whatever, so they're going to see your car, and at least then they're going to know, okay, the burglar bandit here or whatever, he drives an 88, you know, Plymouth, whatever, because yeah. that's the same car, but as long as you had a different random car, you could get away with it. But again, there's a lot of hoops to jump through, and no one smart is going to do this. But I'm convinced that if you as an intelligent person wanted to, I feel like you could go on a 5-year crime spree.
I don't think I could.
And you would never get caught.
I don't think I could.
I think you could. You just don't stop at Wendy's. Don't stop at Wendy's. By the way, I would give anything if the body camera footage of that eventually comes out. Because I want to see the cops walking up to the door, walking up to the window at the drive-thru and knocking on and being like,
ma'am,
you roll this down. Ma'am, when you see the TJ Maxx, and she's like, what are you talking about? I see all the merchandise there in the back seat. No, I paid.
It wasn't me.
I paid for all that. And I'd like to believe that they got their food.
Isn't the key, too, that you rob small enough items or a small enough amount of money that there really isn't an investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, because they're gonna be like, we can't waste resources on this. I think a lot of businesses, unfortunately, this sucks, but I think a lot of businesses have to eat stuff like that.
They
right?
do. Yeah.
Okay. So now you can't have a pattern, though, because if there's too many of them, they're going to be like, hey, we've got a serial bandit.
Got to be random.
So that's therein lies your...
I think you could get
your
away
genius
with it.
Would be how yeah. you know how many different
yeah you got to rob you're robbing a Petco 1 week and the next week you're robbing a you know you got to jump around. Can be no rhyme or reason to why you're doing it.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, we're about out of here. Good news is another show tomorrow.
Back tomorrow.
Or bad news?
Yeah, whatever
you what you think. Andrew Nemec is coming up next. Got a big story for tomorrow's show. Planning a big expose.
You gonna break it down? I don't want to talk about it too much, but I made the mistake of watching a video today, and now I'm down a Joe Rogan conspiracy rabbit hole, and uh-oh. I hate myself for it. I absolutely hate myself for
true
it.
True story.
Well, you know you don't have to do that.
I didn't even seek it out. It came across my timeline.
Of course.
And I was
it's
like,
not even your fault.
It wasn't. And I was like, and this, I'm the first one to say, dude, every one of these videos, there's probably a rational explanation behind it. But damn it, it raised some questions that I haven't seen answered, and now it's bothering me. I'm fully down. I hate being a conspiracy theorist. I absolutely hate it. But I was talking with Buck over the break. I can't. There's no explanation.
There are
for
holes.
It. There's holes in the story.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, the assassination.
Oh,
yeah. There's and I
yeah,
don't.
No one really knows what the hell happened.
And I don't. And that's
is
what
that I'm, right?
Yeah.
Like I mean, I'm kinda. Not. I'm not following it. Too
and
much.
I'm not either because I just oh, I'm like I don't
really
wanna, I don't want to get caught up into it. I have tried my very best.
Well, you're. It's not working.
It has worked. I know very.
You're
little.
Now spewing conspiracy theories about
I'm not, it. Which is why I'm saying I'm so pissed.
So what's the theory?
I don't want it. I don't want to talk about it.
What's the theory?
It's gonna send someone else down it.
Well, what's the theory? What are they theorizing?
I can't.
Wait, break? What do you mean?
We
I gotta can't break.
We
it's the end
go.
Of the show.
Exactly. Well, it's time to go.
Well, I don't hear the end of the... Don't we play like Dire Straits and do a whole thing?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Don't do what I did. Don't watch a video because now you're going to start asking questions.
I don't care enough.
You do.
I really don't.
Good. I was talking with Buck, and then Buck was feeding my conspiracy theories. Buck's like, yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm like, no!
That's a big deal. Thank you.
I was hoping Buck had like a rational explanation because he's been following it way closer than me. So I was hoping Buck was going to be like, oh, you know, this.
So Buck, what happened?
Yeah, you know what? My algorithm's all screwed up because I keep clicking on stuff and then it thinks that I want to see that stuff and then more of it hits my feed and then I see more and
dude,
I don't want to.
They got you guys right where they want you. Your heads are spinning.
No, dude, I spent like 4 days refusing to look at anything and one stupid video and I'm down the rabbit hole. I'm going back to radio silence.
Wait till you see the guy with the hand signals.
Nope. Not doing it.
Is there a grassy knoll?
Yeah, it's one of these.
Yeah.
It's turning one into of these that, isn't now. It?
Yes.
All right, everybody have a great night. Andrew Nemec coming up next. We are back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan Tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.